Today's Mishnah in Masechet Pe'ah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. So, the last thing that we learned was the Machlokas reviewed in the Tanakhama, Binogea Shikha, where there are different times, obviously, in which we have the Chiyuv of Leket, Shikha and Pe'ah, because the Leket is right away when it falls out of your arm, when you're collecting, falls out of your hand. And the Peah is when you get to the end of your Sadeh, but the Shikha, that is something that could take place much later because you've already tied up at the time that you did the Ketzira, letting things first sit there in the field a bit before you collect them, and that is when the Shikha would be defined, when you're taking all of the Omarim that you tied and now you're bringing them up to the barn and so on. So the question that was raised in the previous Mishnah was if the person doing this was a goy and he becomes a ger in the middle. So he did the Ketzira, and after doing the Ketzira, it was Nisgayer. The question is, what would be the din of the Shikha? Because at the time of the Shikha, he was already Jewish. So Reb Yehuda argued with the Tanakhama, and he says that we don't compare, even though the Torah puts them all together in one pasuk, it doesn't mean that we compare the times of the Chiyuv. And since at the time that the Shikha was Chal, he was already Jewish, because the Shikha is defined B'Shas HaImur, so therefore, if he's a Jew at that time, he would be Chayev. Now, this is not as simple as it appears, because remember, Shikha does not only apply to the Omarim, it also does apply to the Kama. So there is a Shikha if, have you left behind, when you finish the row, you turn to a new row, and you left behind some of the standing grain, that would also be included in Shikha. So Reb Yehuda, could be that Reb Yehuda would maybe hold differently about those things that were actually standing at the time. Pashtus is that he holds that we don't compare the dinim of Shikha Bechlal to the others. So let's see a further nafkamina between various matanis. Okay, so we spoke about Leket, Shikha, and Peah they're all included in Ktzircha, so they have to be done by a Yisrael, Ketzircha, who is Chayev. But there's also, that was Benogea, this guy who was becoming Jewish, but Ketzircha tells me more than that. Ketzircha doesn't only tell me Ketzircha velo Ketzir Akum. It also tells me Ketzircha l'havdil, Ketzircha velo Ketzir Hegdash. So basically, if something belongs to Hegdash, and while it was in the hands of Hegdash, that's when the time of the Chiyuv was for the Leket, Shikha, or the Peah. So then it would also be Potter because it's not Ketzircha. So let's imagine a case that somebody was Magdish his Koma. A Koma means the grain that's standing there in the field. He hasn't done anything to it. And then he went ahead and he was paid to it while it was still Koma. So in other words, he gave it to Hegdash. The Gizbar didn't hop on it right away to go ahead and be Kotzer it. And before there was anything done by the Gizbar, this Jew buys it back by being paid to it from Hegdash. Of course, he added the requisite Chomesh, whatever. Now, when he does the Ketzira, he is doing Ketzircha. And that means that just because I gave it to Hegdash in the middle doesn't mean that it's not my Ketzir when I buy it back. In which case, if he was Pada Kama, he would still be Chayev. And the ownership of Hegdash in the middle doesn't take away the din of Ketzircha. How about if he was Magdish as Omarim, and then he was Podeh Omarim? So that means that he had already done his own Ketzira before he was ever Magdish it. And then while they were still there before the time of Shikha, then he had given them to the Migdash, and then he was paid in them. So since in this case he did the Ketzira while it was Ketzircha, it wasn't Hegdash's yet, so Peah and Leket, they don't care about the time of the Omarim. They only care about the time of the actual Katsira. The Leket at any point in the Katsira, and the Peya at the end of the Katsira when you have to leave it. And in this case, they were already Chaya. And Lamaisa, these Omerim, were already back in the Rishus of the Yisrael, not of Hegdesh, by the time he was ready to move them, in which case the Shikha was also irrelevant. So he was already Chaya from before, and even though the Omerim is only Chayav now, but when he's Chayav now, it's back in his Rishus. So therefore, you would be Chayav on everything. Now, suppose he was Magdish Kama, but in this case, he was Podeh Omerim. Then he's Potter. Because at the moment that it was Chal, the Chiyav was Chal, at that point, Shebishat Chovata Haita Pitura. So if, in this case, he was Magdish it while it was still standing, and then the Hegdesh sent people to do all the work, and they did the Katsira, and they made it into Omerim, and then after it was already put into these Omerim, but before these Omerim were collected to be put in his barn, then he bought it back. So in this case, it's Potter from Leket, Shikha, and Peah, because the Ketzir Cha, and the Ketzir Cha v'lo Ketzir Hegdash, is talking about all of the three Matanes together, which means that he would still be Potter. Now, the question is, what about the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? So remember, Rabbi Yehuda didn't go into the question. He didn't agree that because at the time of the Shikha, you were already, if you were dealing with Shikhas Omerim and not Shikhat Kama, that then you would be Chayat. So that means that what we're talking about over here is a Stam Mishnah that completely ignores, apparently, the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shikha should now be Chal on the Yisrael who got it back before he took his Omerim away. And yet this Mishnah basically seems to ignore, even though the previous Mishnah was speaking about it, it seems to ignore Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the truth is that there seems to be a machlokis whether that's really true, and whether Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, maybe in this case, since the actual making of the Omerim was done by Hegdash, and it's the making of the Omerim, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that then there's no Chiyav of Shikha on these Omerim, in which case it could work out, even Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Truth is that the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayot and the Rav, they say that this Mishnah is Bedafka not going Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. And it just is pashut that there should be no difference. But there are achronim that actually say it should work out, even Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have the Reb Kiveger, and we have the Tiferes Yisrael, the Taina, that it's not a Stam Mishnah Keneged Rabbi Yehuda in this case. Again, reason being that in this Mishnah, the actual making of the Omerim, when that's the point that is going to be Mechayev you in the Shikha later, was done by Hegdash, and that was enough to Patri. Perek Dalin Mishnah Chet. Fine. So we learned that your Potter from Leket, Shikha, and Peah, in a case that it was either a Goy or it belonged to Hegdash. Why? Because it says Ketzir Cha v'lo Ketzir Hegdash. That is true not only b'nogeya the dinim of Leket, Shikha, Peah. It's also nogeya the dinim of Maisres. So remember, we have stages that are nogeya Maisres. So there's the Onat HaMaasrot. The Onat HaMaasrot is where something is at a level where it's Roy Lachila. And now, if you want to eat it at this point, it would be Chayav Emaiser. If you pick something which was not even Higiel Onat HaMaasrot, then it's never going to be shayach to be mechayev in maisa. Once it comes to onata maasrot, even though you're allowed achilas aroi, but once you pick it in order to eat, so then it's already mechayev you. So that's with the shiurim that we had. We spoke about at length. Mostly it was shlish of the gidol. Fine. Then we have another darga. That darga is called the Gemar Malacha for Maisres. And once that's done, then you're not even allowed to eat from it achilas aroi. So that would be what we call, that's the Gemar Malacha. So that would be by the grain. It would be after you smooth the kri. And each species had its own particular din binogea that. So therefore, says our Mishnah, we have a very similar halacha, kayot seba. The same din of differences as what point you went ahead and you repaid us something would be nogea meiser. So if you were magdish peirot tavachob olo natamas od, so in this case, you made them kodesh before they even reached the point at which they were considered to be royal achila, that first stage of onat maser, and then you were padan, and then they were magia lo natamasrot, so then they're completely chayev, because they came to that darga of onatamasrot in your reshus, and memela, you have to take off meiser. But misha bo lo natamasrot, and what about if you gave them away to Hegdesh, after they already were royal achila, and then you came and were poda them, is there a nafkamina? They're also chayovim. Because since it wasn't Kadesh at the time of the Onata Masrot, so, which is the first level, and you got them back, then the fact that you made it Kodesh doesn't take off a Chiyuv. How about if you were Magdish then before the Gemar Malacha, and the Gizbar actually finished them? So let's say he needed to still thresh and pile up the grain and so on. He did that. And now you come along and poda. Then, indeed, you would be putter. Why? Because at the moment that's mechayev them in meiser and asers them from any achila without taking off meisers, they didn't belong to you. And therefore, once it was already you get it back after the Gemar Malacha, so then you would, in fact, be permanently putter from it. Why? Because it says ma'aser diganecha, so that it's tfuat zar echa, ma'aser diganecha. So in both cases, we were not digancha diguncha, below diguncha hegdesh, and therefore over here, since hegdesh did the completion of the digun, there would be no chiyuv on your part of taking off ma'aser afterwards. So I just wanted to let you know that there is a big machlokas Rishonim, and it's actually based on the Rishonim, about what we mean in these cases of shalobo lo onata ma'asrot. Note the difference between the Reshis case, amagdish perotava shalobo lo onata ma'asrot. Remember that technically speaking, onata ma'asrot is the point at which these things become edible, right? Generally, shlish is considered to be the onata maasrot. The end of the Mishnah talks about a case of hikdishan achlo nigmuru, and that is normally, that's called Gemar Malacha, and at that point, the Gemar Malacha would be mamish, the digun, where you smooth out the kri, and over there, you're not even allowed to eat from achilas harai. So the Mishnah, the question is, does the Mishnah actually mean this as two completely separate steps? Or is this just using the concepts weakly, loosely? And therefore, when you say onata maasrot, you really mean even if it was nigmar. And when we meant nigmar, you might have meant that it was magia, the onata maasrot. So basically, in the Yerushalmi, one thing comes out very clearly, and that would mean nobody, even though there is a machlokas Rishonim about how to learn this Mishnah, as I will explain in a moment, there is nobody that holds that one or the other of those things is going to be enough to be mechayev you. The truth is that everyone agrees. If you don't own, you're not the bailin at the time of the Onat HaMa'asrot, or at the time of the Gemar Melacha, and they were in the Rishus of Hegdesh at that moment, then for sure you are not going to be chayev in Maisers. Now, the only question is, what was the Mishnah referring to? But Halacha L'Maisers, even though we have Machlokas, we showed him over here, between the Rambam and the Rosh, and the Rav goes ahead and he says it's talking about specifically Gemar, and when it says Onat HaMa'asrot, it doesn't really mean Onat HaMa'asrot. And according to Rambam, it means dafka the opposite. It's talking about only at the time when it says Onat HaMa'asrot, only when it comes to the need for eating. Meiser, if you're eating a achilas kva, not if you're eating an achilas aroi. There's no real machlokas in the etzem halacha. The question is only how do we understand the Mishnah? Because lomaisa, the way that the Rambam, and some of the other Rishonim, Mefarshim explain this too, that and when it says onat ha-maisros, it means that. The reason is that's why when we see in the Mishnah, it says afterwards he was poted then. Because if he hadn't been poted then that would have mean that the end would have made it possible for Maiseres, and that itself would be enough to pot to you. But the Mishnah is trying to give you a case where you're chayev. So that's why it spoke about making it kodesh after the Onat HaMa'asrot, and then you were able to be poda'ed before it reached the stage of Gemar, which at that point would also have pattered, because as we said, either ownership by Hegdash at the time of Onat HaMa'asrot or the ownership by Hegdash at the time of the Gemar Malacha would have pattered you. But if you learn the way that the Rosh learns and the way that the Rav explains the Mishnah over here, that we're talking about, even though we say Onat HaMa'asrot, we're talking about the Gemar, so then there's no point in talking about that you were poted. I mean, because if Lamaisa there was a Gemar that was not Chulin, then it's never going to be Chayev, even if you went ahead and you were poted. So when it says in this case that he was poted, it's really irrelevant to the dinim of the Maisras. It's just saying, according to them, he was paid it because we need to be talking about a case where he's allowed to eat it. Obviously, he's not going to be allowed to eat it if it's Hagdash. So Mamela, we threw in that he's paid it. Or it could be some learned, he says it just to keep it basically the same lashon as the first case. You know, he was paid it. It says in the last case, he was paid it. But the truth is that it would be either way, whether you learn like the Rambam or whether you learn like the Rush, the Mishnah is not being mocked on the difference between Onat HaMa'asrot and Gomran Behegdash. And that makes sense, because that would be a way of letting us know that the truth is it doesn't really make any difference, because in any event, it would be putter from Maisers. I thought that was extremely important to, even though the easy way to read the Mishnah was the way we read it yesterday, the truth is that the Rishonim make it very different. Nobody reads it as being two separate cases.